This is completely unacceptable. This is now a number of sales that have been done by Ulster Bank to vulture funds, and this amounts to over 3,000 family homes that are being sold, 400 rental accommodations. And we know what happens when the vultures get a hands on these assets. We know that it doesn't work out well for families who want to stay in their own homes. We know that they have, in previous sales, for example, they've called in the entire loan and asked people to pay the entire amount back within 30 days, which is simply impossible. So this is allowed to happen because the government have given the nod to sales for vultures. And what needs to happen as a matter of urgency is the legislation that I've produced and has got support in the Dáil and is now passed a committee. That needs to be supported by government so that we can allow people to say no if they don't want their loans sold to a vulture.
And this has been described as one of the biggest sales of its kind. So this is indeed very worrying.
Absolutely. And we'll see as the information comes out that a lot of this will also be around the border counties where Ulster Bank would have a larger presence than, say, down south of the country. I've worked with different charities and different groups who help those in financial distress to try and restructure their arrangements. And every single person of them will tell you that if somebody wants to try and keep the roof over their head of themselves and their families, the worst place they can be is with a vulture fund. But this government has sat back, is allowing this to happen. And of course, the banks are going to do what the banks are going to do. They're going to take the easy option out. Just last week, we had the CEO of one of the vultures telling their investors that Ireland is the gift that keeps on giving. Well, today, the vultures have got a nice other gift, courtesy of Ulster Bank and courtesy of this government, allowing them to do it.